Or same thing if you live in Southeast Montgomery. Drop it off at the Bell Road location. They'll take you home or back to work. And of course, Millbrookians, can you interrupt what you're doing twice a day? You know?
Yeah.
Then do that. Get your car to Don Duncan. They'll rotate the tires. They'll pull anything they see that's embedded in those tires out so you're not driving on a time bomb. And you can leave with confidence. That's the whole idea. You'll feel good that you took the time. And they make it so convenient. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. True wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires, too.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
As a real-life caterer, my recipe for success is a heaping helping of commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They helped whip up a customized insurance solution that keeps my business cooking.
That barrage of bad wordplay was most unpleasant. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but, visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated and third-party insurers.
The Home Depot has easy-to-follow instructions for assembling your new grill. Step 1. Let us assemble it and deliver it for free. Right now, buy any grill over $399 and assembly and delivery are free. So you can spend your time enjoying your new grill instead of assembling it or even getting it home. Today is the day for doing, with free assembly and delivery on all grills over $399. Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th in store only.
Game of Thrones is over. Millions feel lost. Don't worry. This has happened before.
When Breaking Bad ended, I was bummed. Then the spinoff show Better Call Saul came on. But the shows were boring. Then I got into Thrones. It was the best of times.
But now that too is done. Luckily, the makers of Game of Thrones let fans down easy by making sure the last season sucked. Give it time, you'll be fine. Before you know it, HBO will come up with a new series. Like a gang of cowboy outlaws who go to outer space only to find a planet of female vampires. And when they don't feud, they all have sex with each other. Vampire Rodeo, coming soon to HBO.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for
Fox News. I'm Jay Metzler.
We've just gotten the first tornado watches and warnings for different parts of the state right now.
That's Fox's Steve Harrigan in Oklahoma City. Schools closed there today with the threat of more severe weather. Tornadoes already tearing through Oklahoma and several other states in the South and Midwest over the weekend. He could be held in contempt. Former White House counsel Don McGahn not testifying tomorrow before the House Judiciary Committee.
The White House directed McGahn to ignore the subpoena, relying on an opinion from the DOJ's legal counsel stating that based on longstanding bipartisan and constitutional precedent, the former counsel to the president cannot be forced to give such testimony, and Mr. McGahn has been directed to act accordingly.
Fox's John Decker. McGahn waived executive privilege with the president's permission to give testimony to special counsel Robert Mueller. This is Fox News.
And they didn't come up with anything. God, get over it, you crazy sons of bitches.
Hey, good looking.
You
have to pick me up later. 1, 2.
have to have... I can't even look at Fox anymore. Because flappy cheeks. What is it, Dr. Segment of Zeebo? Loose booty?
Loose booty.
Except Juan Williams, is it?
Yeah, that's his name.
He's got it in his face. Because when he talks, his cheeks quiver. His facial cheeks.
I mostly just focus on Dana Perino.
And he just informed us that now even white women who aren't educated are turning away from the president. Sure. Whatever you say, Juan.
Just gonna
leave those polls, man. Those polls are so reliable.
I'm just going to keep reading Dana Perino's lips, all right?
That's good practice.
Yeah. Very attractive woman. Anyway.
Steely eyes, though, man.
Yeah, man. I like it. I like the intensity.
I didn't say that was bad.
Yeah.
Steely eyes.
You know, I knew that was a parody you were playing at Jumpin' Jack Flash, but that riff still plays.
Oh, yeah. The story behind that is interesting, too, because I think Keith Richard came up with a song in a hotel in the middle of nowhere, Florida, and jotted down some, I guess it was almost undecipherable, then the next day put the song together. The backstory on the creation of songs is pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely.
How they come together.
Well, I was listening to a guy who he kind of really got into the history of AC/DC and their first singer, Bon Scott. And that the more I looked into that history, I like early AC/DC. Like, but then, say, Bon Scott dies, and Brian Johnson takes over as the lead singer. Probably a better singer, technically. But that Back in Black album, if you listen to it, a lot of those lyrics were written by Bon Scott. It has his fingerprints all over it. And this guy actually went and found a mistress of Bon Scott's in Florida.
Oh.
And so You Shook Me All Night Long. It, like, a lot of the lyrics, she's like, yeah, oh yeah, I remember him calling me that. So that's cool that you got a different singer who's carrying the mantle, but Bon Scott's still alive on that Back in Black album.
They actually found the woman that made him shake all night long?
Yes.
We only have one AC/DC song in the system.
And the most fun band I've ever seen is AC/DC. But the best is Brian Johnson. He comes out and they can take any song. They all sound the same. It's always the same concert, but it rocks. They can take the Hokey Pokey and tear it up. They're going to come out like, put your left foot in.
Why is it that we're getting all these calls, but nobody wants to come on the air today?
Well, there was one guy trying to clarify it. Was it Jumpin' Jack Flash that Keith wrote in that situation, or was it Satisfaction?
No, it might have been Satisfaction. What the hell do I know? I'm just an old fart on the radio.
Fine. Didn't mean to light the fuse on...
Yeah. I do my best.
We're just up here talking, folks.
Yeah. Have we started war with Iran yet, by the way? I heard that we were provoking the Iranians this morning.
Oh, God, I hope not. I shared an Onion article that apparently, Onion article, for folks who aren't paying attention, John Bolton stumbled into the Capitol this weekend with a gunshot blaming the Iranians for it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like the Babylon Bee.
The Babylon Bee's good, too.
It's really, really good. There's a picture of thousands of cars headed in a particular direction, and the headline says, thousands of babies head to Alabama to seek sanctuary. Because we have the audacity to protect it. You know that the woman, remember Governor Blackface, who's still in office, by the way, in Virginia, because there's a different standard. If you're a Democrat, Or Lieutenant Governor Rapist, or Attorney General Blackface in Virginia. They all got their jobs.
That was a weird news cycle.
Yeah, but if they were Republicans, they would have been long gone. Long gone.
Oh, yeah.
So, the whole point of this? At 4:12, I don't have time.
You know, the weirdest thing for me, because I follow all sorts of different people, comedians in particular, has been seeing this meme going around of, look at all the men in the Alabama Senate who, or do you notice something here? And I think that's a silly criticism, given the bill was introduced by a woman, signed by a governor who's a woman.
Yeah.
And Alabama last year passed a non-binding amendment resolution about abortion that passed by some ridiculous margin. So a lot of women and men voted for it. But the weird part is seeing these guys that I've met in person, talked to. I don't know, I'm not good friends with anybody in the Alabama Senate, but I've gotten to know Clyde Chambliss. I'm starting to get to know Will Barfoot. And others, and to
see, I met them in the building last week.
Yeah, and to see them in this meme that, like, Sarah Silverman sharing, and then every other Yahoo and Hollywood is sharing, it's just weird to see somebody you've known, it's a real human being,
yeah,
and now they're just this symbol in a meme that everybody's pissed off about. It's bizarre how that happens. You should step back a second, folks, and these are real people we're talking about. Now, they might deserve what they're getting, but anytime you're sharing stuff, remember they're real people.
Governor Blackface of Virginia was the one who made the comment that, you know, if a baby is born,
yeah,
they'll put it aside and they'll keep it comfortable. Isn't that nice? While mommy makes up her mind whether it should live or die.
Right.
That to me is murder. That is beyond murder. That's premeditated murder. The woman that wrote the bill that Governor Blackface was talking about in Virginia also authored a bill protecting butterflies. I'm telling you, they would be so exposed if somebody submitted a bill saying that all pregnant dogs must be, you know, their puppies have to be removed, or then you'd see, oh my God, we can't have that. Life is life. It's just unreal, man. I don't understand this. But if they're that willing to be that cold to the life of an infant, think about what those same people will do if you get old and infirm. They'll have a boxcar waiting for you. Make no mistake. That was part of the socialism in Germany. Once they got the country going, then they went through a selection process. And who don't we need? Well, we certainly don't need the Jews. So they did their best to exterminate them all. And then anybody that had problems today that we try to work with, autism and so, gone. Homosexuals, gone. Even though there were plenty in the upper ranks of the Nazi party. And then if you couldn't build weapons in one of the concentration camps, you got the Zyklon gas. This is the same crap that the Democratic Party is peddling today. They just haven't finish the part about your usefulness to society and that scorecard that will be attached to you if they ultimately get their way. They're just evil sons of bitches. And I apologize not for saying that whatsoever. Hey, there was a birthday, a Game of Thrones birthday.
And now a star is born. On May 20th, 1992, the world welcomed little baby Game of Thrones star Jack Gleeson. Congratulations, Mom. It's the little King Joffrey. You and your brother must be very proud. Jack Gleeson, a star is born.
Yeah, this is early, Greg. Jack Gleeson portrayed King Joffrey.
All right, now...
And a young king.
Was Joffrey... Now, there's a thing called the Joffrey Ballet. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that inspired this particular name, but... He wasn't around at the end of the...
No, he died early, and right, he was probably the most hated character in television history.
Oh.
Because he was a little snot, sadistic, like would just kill people for sport, lie about it. He was cowardly, too. It's one thing to be a sadist, but at least, you know, own up to it. No, he was like this cow... He was everything you'd want in a heel, bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got poisoned. Around season, you know, I can't remember what season exactly, and it was a glorious death. But what's interesting is that actor, he had that fame, he didn't like it. He's like, I don't enjoy it. So he went back to school. He's now doing some community theater, but an incredible young man. So Jack Gleeson is a great guy. Don't confuse him with his TV character. Because he realized this is not the world for me. This fame, stardom, I'm not going to do it for that stuff. I'm going to do what I care about.
I'm going to show you, I'm going to find you a picture of somebody. It's in David Blackman's. blog today. I'll find it in a second. So we just heard about the birth of baby, and that's an amazing and miraculous experience to behold. And then before you know it, that little baby that you were celebrating is getting a driver's license. That little baby is getting ready to go off to college. And that child's going to need wheels.
Yes.
Now, you want to do the best you can, especially if you're working on a budget, especially with college costs, thank you, Obama, going as high as they have. The vehicle that we picked for Goose when she was ready, and she was a good driver, was a Volkswagen Jetta, because her mom and husband researched safety features like crazy. And the Volkswagen Jetta, in their opinion, was far and away the best. I'm just telling you this because at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars right now, they have a half a dozen Volkswagen Jettas. Of course, Jack Ingram VW is part of the complex over there. They've got a 2012, three of those, 2011, and more. So if you're interested in a vehicle that's at a reasonable price that will provide all the safety in the world, fuel efficiency, this 2012 Jetta at $6,800. All these cars are in beautiful condition. No new driver is going to be embarrassed to be driving a Jetta. And everything at Jack Ingram, the Memorial Weekend sale began actually at the first of the month. They've not only discounted these cars that are in the category under 10, but the certified pre-owns on the lot have all been discounted. I'm talking about a few bucks. We're talking $1,500 to $2,000. So I'm just suggesting you look into doing what the Budells have done five times over the last 3 years, and that's become a Jack Ingram purchaser. Great customer service from Tip Tames and his team. Their finance department can work with any situation. So don't let any perceived credit barriers prevent you from at least stopping by, because their team will find a loan for you. Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass. Shop online at jackingram.com. Back down to traffic. Let's see what's happening there. And I don't think we're going to roll call today. We'll wait till tomorrow to do that.
No, that's okay. It's your decision.
I don't want all the responsibility.
That's wise.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your afternoon traffic. And we see a lot of folks in the downtown area. Looks like people are headed home early this afternoon. Same story around the Air Force bases. The gate around the Maxwell Boulevard entrance to Maxwell is pretty crowded. We see a large amount of cars also departing Gunner onto Congressman Dickinson Boulevard, so be careful there. The interstates and the boulevard are moving along pretty well this afternoon. There is a large crowd around Taylor Road and the Atlanta Highway that's extending on past East Chase out to Vaughn Road, so be careful in that area. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma Double Cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down, just sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Memorial Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
Uber is introducing a new quiet mode to let your driver know to put a sock in it while they cart you around. But it doesn't stop there. Now, you can use quiet mode everywhere, like with your dental hygienist.
Okay, could you open a little wider?
Uh-huh.
Thanks. So, my husband, do you need to spit?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he's going to paint the bathroom a shade of purple that I like, and...
I'm putting you in quiet mode.
Let's cut the chit-chat.
Use it on your kids.
Shut your pie holes. Mama wants to watch her stories.
Try it on a date.
So I just finished training for the Ironman. That's why my calves are looking so epic. Just take a look at my quads.
Zip it. Bra.
Check, please.
Quiet mode. Try it today and everyone you know will say...
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A suspect is in custody for the death of an Auburn police officer. Authorities say the alleged suspect, 29-year-old Grady Wilkes, shot and killed one Auburn police officer and injured two others Sunday night. The three officers were responding to a domestic violence call and were met with gunfire. And Alabama's travel industry has reached a record high. Governor Kay Ivey and State Tourism Director Lee Sintel said the travel industry grew by more than $1 billion in 2018 to a record of $15.5 billion in expenditures. Also, nearly 12,000 new jobs were created, bringing the total to more than 198,000 jobs. Plus, Senator Bernie Sanders made a stop in Montgomery today. He's a Vermont senator seeking the Democratic nomination for president in 2020. Sanders spoke at Mount Zion AME Zion Church and toured sites across the city. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I think the risk of a shower or thunderstorm will start to fizzle as we get into the nighttime hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 69. Tomorrow starts a pattern of hot days with a high temperature up to about 92. Sunshine dominate tomorrow. Then the heat builds as the week goes on. Low to mid-90s Wednesday, middle 90s Thursday and Friday. We could be in the upper 90s over the Memorial Day weekend, and sunshine will dominate. Get ready for the first heat wave in 2019. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Hello, River Region. This is Attorney Saj Grubbs, inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon, where we will discuss life and legacies. Our first speaker, Heather Ann Grubbs, will show you how to maximize your retirement. Our second speaker, Julia Marr, she's an expert on creating positive and stress-free transitions for those that are downsizing. And of course, our third speaker is yours truly, Attorney Saj Grubbs. I'll be showing you how to protect your life savings, whether they are tied to a family business or if they're just personal. So join us at the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 a.m. until noon. To register, find the Facebook group Legacy Talk. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk. Or you can call 334-649-4911.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway?
Hey! Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
Tire City!
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, I'm Chuck Crackhead, and I'm the inventor of My Sweatpants. Thanks to you, people are buying My Sweatpants and putting other crackheads to work, too.
Wearing them feels like I'm wearing sweatpants.
And our patented design is made to look like you have a bunch of food stains on them, so no matter what you do, they look brand new.
The thing I love about My Sweatpants is when I'm eating Cheetos and rub my hands on them, it blends right in.
You know, hiding your privacy is one of the most important things to sweatpants, and My Sweatpants is one of the most important things to wearing pants.
Go to MySweatpants.com now and click My Sweatpants VIP, and we'll send you sweatpants with not one, but two leg holes absolutely free.
There's two leg holes for the price of one, plus a drawstring and free stitching. So go to MySweatpants.com and keep me from turning into a crackhead again.
For the best sweatpants in the whole wide world, go to MySweatpants.com.
That's what I should do. Take a few minutes out of my day and design my own line of sweatpants.
I think that would be brilliant.
One of the, we had a story in our prep one morning a few years ago about dress sweatpants.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw the pictures and, wow, you could wear those, enjoy the comfort of sweatpants, and look businesslike.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered a pair. $134. But I thought, if I can look this dignified in sweatpants that look like dress clothes, it could be worth it.
Sure.
They're still in the package.
Why?
For one, they really didn't fit very comfortably. They didn't have the, you know,
the normal give of sweatpants?
No. And so, maybe I'll sell them on the show some afternoon if we're
racing. Did you feel bamboozled?
Well, I talk to people about this all the time. I don't know how you can buy clothes online unless you're really familiar with the brand, the product, the texture of the,
sure,
the material. Because I wear these Columbia shirts because they're comfortable and they're very light. And in the summer, you can look decent without having sweat stains under your armpits. To me, they're the greatest shirt invention of the 21st century. But I know what I'm buying, and I know what fabric to look for. But buying other stuff, but did that stop me? I did something else, too, that I got, and it was the same thing, except these are more like yoga pants. And I couldn't, where am I going to wear them? To work? Around the house?
Wait, they're like form-fitting like yoga pants?
So I have about $200 of impulse purchases that I've never worn. And of course, they always say you can get your money back, right? But that's a lot of work. How do you, where do you send it? Who takes care of that? Anyway, maybe I'll give him to 84 since he likes yoga pants so much.
That's a good call.
Who's coming in tonight on your show?
Maybe Southern Wood. Troy is out again this week. Or it might just be me flying solo. Who the hell knows?
You're not going to believe who they're discussing as potentially the next mayor of New York City.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Who do you think?
I just saw it, so I know the answer.
AOC.
Yep.
The next mayor of New York. I hope they do it. Let her, because that's what you want, right? A woman with an extensive bartending background, couple of years in Congress, running New York City. Let the damage be limited, you know, instead of...
Oh, and she's got a vision for the future that us little people just can't see.
She's got a vision for the future that was written for her, and she just reads the script. She couldn't find her bony ass with both hands if it was required, if somebody wasn't pointing it out to her. AOC, mayor of New York. Would she be like 30, 31 years old if she does decide to do that? And New York's, you know, for a city that is the financial capital of the world, not just America, but of the entire world, that city could be dumb enough to give her... De Blasio!
Oh, that guy.
What possesses him? to think, see, back on 9/11, we were all New Yorkers, and we were all with Rudy, and we were all outraged. And now, it's become, some people did something to our friend Ilhan Omar in Minnesota Stan, and they really don't want to talk about it. You know, we got the big tower there. We're going to have to retrofit that anyway. Freedom. Can't have a freedom tower in a country that's going socialist. But that, just the idea of her running for mayor of New York would be so incredibly entertaining. And unfortunately, the masterminds of New York City who are on Wall Street in the financial districts and the business centers, the pioneer, the captains of industry, they're not going to vote for her. Unfortunately, they're outnumbered about 10 million to 1 by idiots. That would be cool. Hey, you know, Tony, that's what you'd get. AOC, mayor of New York, and now she's complaining or whining about something else. Oh, she says, you heard about the billionaire that paid the student debt.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
That was nice of him to do that, but she says students shouldn't have to rely on generosity to pay off academic debt. Hey, you know why the academic debt is so high, young lady? Because Barack Hussein Obama turned the student loan industry over to the government. And boy, did the cost of college go up after that. Of course, the academic community benefited nicely from that because there was money for raises and, you know. And then, of course, your party in particular guides people to study things that have no real use when you have to make a living to support yourself. So you rack up all this debt, you get a degree that's basically worthless in terms of producing an income, and then you got this giant debt on your back. Well, of course you'd like to have it taken care of. But none of this addresses how this all got started in the first place. And the incredibly fast... I hope Trump has a plan. Something tells me he does. He's got a few chips he's not going to play until it gets closer to election time. And ideas that will make more sense than some of the insanity that they're currently running up the flagpole. 435, divorce under any circumstances is never an easy time. Never underestimate it. Even when two people have mutually decided to go their separate ways, what you have at that moment are two adults who are going to be looking out for their own best interests. If there are children involved, it's especially important for a man to have representation, because especially people who are experienced at representing men, so that the prejudices that still exist against men in our court system can be addressed to people who will fight for a well-negotiated, livable arrangement. That's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. They specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. Their website is divorceformenalabama.com. I urge anybody who's pondering a phone call to talk to them to read the testimonials, because they get very specific about the difference that Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson made for them. So read those, catch up on their background, and know that from me, my end of this is to tell you one thing. You're going to have to go through a lot of subtle but significant changes. It can almost be overwhelming as you move forward with your life. Getting involved in the process and trying to negotiate everything, that's not going to end well. Stay out of that. That's why you hire good representation like Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. 819-4810 is their number. There is a substantial discount for people who listen to this radio station. So mention that. News Talk, my name, Joey's name, just so they know. When are they joining us again, by the way?
The 29th.
Right. You'll have a chance to hear them on the air because they're so well-versed in so many areas, but they know their stuff. Get laser-focused representation with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, we're, at 4:37 already, and have we accomplished anything?
No.
Have we discussed anything of real substance?
No.
Should we?
No.
That's what I thought.
Montgomery Skywatch moving on towards our rush hour this afternoon, and we have an accident on the boulevard. It's basically in front of Home Depot, so that's going to slow things down there. Watch as you pass through that area. The rest of the boulevard's moving along just fine. We have delays at the traffic lights, but no major problems other than that accident. If you're on the interstates, the traffic is rolling at a speed limit ride both on 65 and 85. Just be careful with all the traffic around you. And if you're using the 31s to get home this afternoon, you've got a good ride. Just be careful. Begin your new career now. Tomorrow is the last day to register for summer term classes at Trenum State Community College. Call Trenum State at 420-4200, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe this Memorial Day weekend.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Bernie Sanders made a stop in Montgomery today. He's a Vermont senator seeking the Democratic nomination for president in 2020. Sanders spoke at Mount Zion AME Zion Church and toured sites across the city. Plus, a suspect is in custody for the death of an Auburn police officer. Authorities say the alleged suspect, 29-year-old Grady Wilkes, shot and killed one Auburn police officer and injured two others Sunday night. The three officers were responding to a domestic violence call and were met with gunfire. Plus, Alabama's travel industry has reached a record high. Governor Kay Ivey and State Tourism Director Lee Sintel said the travel industry grew by more than $1 billion in 2018 to a record of $15.5 billion in expenditures. Also, nearly 12,000 new jobs were created, bringing that total to more than 198,000. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I think the risk of a shower or thunderstorm will start to fizzle as we get into the nighttime hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 69. Tomorrow starts a pattern of hot days with a high temperature up to about 92. Sunshine dominate tomorrow. Then the heat builds as the week goes on. Low to mid-90s Wednesday, middle 90s Thursday and Friday. We could be in the upper 90s over the Memorial Day weekend, and sunshine will dominate. Get ready for the first heat wave in 2019. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have we redeemed the Baumhauer's winning word yet?
No.
Should we do it now?
No.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
What a tease.
Yeah. Well, that's our prerogative from time to time. Bernie was in town, so let's play some Bernie stuff. Maybe he's still wandering around the mall. How many people came out to see him? Do we know?
I have no clue.
All I saw was a picture of him from the front at the podium. And I must tell you that the people that were standing around behind him all looked like they had mushrooms for lunch.
Fox Business Network stocks closing in the red as concerns over U.S.-China trade relations deepened. The intensifying fallout from a U.S. crackdown on Chinese telecom giant Huawei pressuring the tech sector today, with the Dow falling 84 points, the Nasdaq down 114, S&P 500 down 19. And shares of electric car maker Tesla closing at their lowest level in nearly 2.5 years as Wall Street continues to worry about the company's growth prospects. Wedbush analysts say that so far there seems to be mixed signals on demand for the Model 3, which could make it harder for Tesla to turn a profit in its third and fourth quarters and also in the future. And another restaurant chain dipping its toe in the plant-based foods market. Little Caesars will sell a pizza topped with plant-based sausage crumbles made by Impossible Foods in three test markets: Fort Myers, Florida, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Yakima, Washington. The Impossible Supreme is priced at $12, and this marks the first time a national pizza chain is using a vegan meat substitute. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Guthrie Barsky.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
At the end of the day, you don't necessarily need a choice of 23 underarm spray deodorants or 18 different pairs of sneakers when children are hungry in this country.
Every day in this country, thousands of children go hungry because of too many deodorant choices. This is Hannah. Hannah wasn't always hungry until the day Old Spice released its Red Zone Aqua Reef Sweat Defense Solid. And now she's starving. At the Bernie Sanders Save the Children Fund, we work tirelessly to remove such choices from the marketplace so we can feed every child in America. Economics.
Say, do you have any other kinds? I'm actually allergic.
What are you, in the 1%? Yes, the 1% of people fatally allergic to aluminum. Just another bourgeois fat cat. Call the Bernie Sanders Save the Children Fund and we'll even include a photo of a special child your donation is helping. Of course, it's the same child in every photo because... why choices? And if you call in the next 10 minutes, we'll even include admission to the Bernie Sanders School of Economics, where tuition is free and yet overpriced. The Bernie Sanders Save the Children Fund. Call today.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, where we have hundreds of mattresses, beds, and headboards to liquidate to make room for new arrivals. Shop around, but please visit us before spending your money. Mr. Sandman has the best values on really nice mattresses, including Jameson Latex and Hybrids, Third of Perfect Sleepers and Eye Comfort, Property Brothers by Restonic, as well as some fabulous brands you have never heard of. We keep hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery, and we do sell odd box springs and bed frames. While supplies last, we have King Adjustable Bases for $2.99, Queen Adjustable Bases with Massage from $6.99. Many floor samples and one-of-a-kind bases are drastically discounted. We still have our extremely popular $2.49 Queen Mattresses and $2.99 King Mattresses that are thick and comfortable. We stock $99 Twin Mats and several Queen Sets under $2.99. We have over 80 models in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and a huge store in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
on. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Bernie
Sanders, de Blasio, Booker, Buddha, Judge, and Joe Biden, Warren, Gillibrand, and Beto, and some congressman named Tim Ryan. Heck and Looper Yang and Kamala Harris. There's so many, they should be embarrassed. Embarrassed, yeah. They all been saying that Donald Trump's too crazy, but Bernie's almost 80, oh yeah.
There's too many Democrats
across the nation, lots of unfamiliar faces. They need campaign donations, oh man.
There's too many Democrats.
One of them was in town today. Bernie Sanders came to Montgomery. So while we enjoy this clip of Bernie doing ordinary things, do we have the yoga pants?
You should.
Not the song. Not the let's see. I had one labeled Bernie and yoga pants. Ah, gee whiz, Joey. This always happens at the last minute with this crap. Here it is. Ah, yes. When while we're playing this and enjoying Bernie in yoga pants, we can redeem the Baumhauer's winning word. How about if we do that?
Right now? You want people to call 272-9228 if they were listening this morning when you gave out the winning word. You gave it out several times this morning. Three times, right?
You just took the words right out of my mouth. Yes. Now would be a good time to do that. 272-9228. I had it and I lost it. Well, we'll do this one first.
Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
I would like to go to Whole Foods and pay $1,400 for my groceries. I do not want to experience a sale. And I want to be able to say to anyone there, what the hell is this stuff in this box? That's $9. Additionally, I would like to have snooty people glaring at me as if to say, I'm unhealthy. I also don't want ever to shop in a store that does not have a checker with nose rings and piercings. And please, let me put my own items in my own eco-friendly, reusable green bag that I bring to the store. While I'm at it, why don't I just ring up my own purchase and give myself change? No, wait, that is Stop and Shop.
This has been Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
By the way, those reusable bags that are going to save the planet, those are among the most germ-infested things. They rank right up there with your toilet seat and your cell phone for germs. So you're saving the planet, but you're also making yourself sick. Let's run the gauntlet here as we welcome caller one, try again quickly. Caller two, try again quickly. Caller three, please redial. Caller four, give us a call back. You are caller five. You could still win. Wow. Phones lit up quickly. Six, thank you for trying. Caller seven, we appreciate your effort. And this, Joey, is always...
No!
Yes. You are caller eight. Thank you for trying. And what is your name?
Mike.
Mike, how are you today, Mike?
Well, I've been better, but I'm okay. Kind of laid up because I had a... bypass on my leg today, so I'm kind of laid up. But doing good. Listen to you and Joey, and love your show.
Appreciate it.
You bet.
You'll love us even more if you can win yourself lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Do you have today's winning word?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
No!
But thanks for listening.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Just go to the next one, Greg.
But I feel so bad.
I know, but just move on. Don't think about it.
Hi, who's this?
It's the Super Loop.
You got today's winning word?
Yes.
And it is?
None.
Try that again.
None.
Okay, yes.
I boosted the volume of the phone just to make sure none would have been the incorrect answer, but you were close enough.
Okay.
It's non bread, but it's not N-O-N bread. It's N-A-A-N bread. And
gotcha.
It is the greatest bread invention since sliced bread.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second. See if you can tame Joey. He's getting a little rambunctious today. 4:52. All right, now this is the Bernie and yoga pants thing I was doing. And then I got to find that picture of Beatoff O'Rourke with the reporter. You're going to won't believe this one.
Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
I like yoga pants. They are sheer, they are shapely, they are stylish. What's more, they are excellent for calisthenics. I made a campaign stop at Lululemon. 10 million Americans do not have access to affordable yoga pants. All Americans should have yoga pants except for my opponent, Hillary Clinton. Two words, camel toe.
This has been Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
And I think we have one more, Bernie. And I've got a thing I want to post here real quick at 4:52.
Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
I would like to order a medium vanilla coffee with extra cream, but not so much extra cream as to take away the opportunities of other Americans to have their fair share of cream. 10 million Americans right now do not have access to cream.
This has been Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
As you know, on Tuesdays, we talk to our friend David Blackman from dbdailyupdate.com. Recommended reading, benchmark it, read it every day. And as the political season heats up, he's been doing two blogs a day. But I got to get Joey's opinion on something here.
Yeah?
Joey, how can I take you seriously when you use that silly voice? I wanted to show you from David's blog today.
Yeah.
By the way, can you confirm with him for tomorrow, too?
Do you want me to call him directly?
No. Not at the moment.
I can do that if you like.
I want you to look at this picture. Look at the reporter in the red dress. Look at the look on her face. You tell me, is she not looking for hard news? Look at that facial expression. I don't know what she's asking him, but I can tell you what she's thinking.
I don't know. Look, she's just paying attention, is what it looks like to me.
Not to me.
It looks like she's enamored with Beto.
Yeah, I think with this dopey Kennedy knockoff. Just a thought.
I don't know.
I'm going to run a little Facebook call. By the way, these
robocalls?
Yeah. Let me go back to our Game of Thrones post because we had some interesting responses. I'm just going to make it a general mystery. I'm posting that beat-off picture with the reporter. He's just a giant man-child. But let's go back to our Game of Thrones post. Oh, and I also put the picture of westernized Iran in the 70s. And the question is, happy young people enjoying Western culture. What happened? And there's an article, a link to an article, that if you read it will explain. It ain't Trump that's the problem with Iran right now. It goes back to 1979. Actually, a little bit before that. All right, reaction to the Game of Thrones finale. We asked people if they were happy. Lee says, very satisfied with the ending. Not a Jay Campbell hero's journey tale or a Disney ending, but one that wraps up and tidies the underlying issues and sees the surviving protagonists carry on with their lives.
It's about right.
Yeah, I thought that aligned with what you were saying. Tim says, not mad, but felt like it was that season 8 was rushed.
It was.
After the Battle of Winterfell, it was like they hit the fast forward button and we missed a bunch of stuff. That's kind of like the second half of Gone with the Wind. That's my only real issue with that movie. Morris says it was a cop-out, all these seasons, and then Pam walking up to hear the shower running and finding Bobby on the inside. That's a reference to Dallas.
Oh.
Sharon says, yes, a rush season. Happy with some farewells, but not others. I'll miss the show. Best ever. Stop calling me. It's the same effing number. I apologize to those of you listening. You shouldn't have to listen to that stuff. We'll have our most electrifying story of the day next hour. At 4:56, when your car gets crunched, most of you have had that sickening moment, you first thing you do is check to make sure you're okay, anybody with you is okay. Call 911, and you're waiting for me. So you get out of the car, and you look at what used to be your beautiful automobile. Well, you got to go through a lot of stuff. There's reports, there's insurance adjusters and all that, but there's two things you need to do at the end of the line. One is tell your insurance adjuster, I'm going to take my car to Montgomery Paint and Body and get it fixed. They will probably applaud that decision. If they don't, you've got a bad insurance company. Secondly, you can look forward to the day after your car is in their capable hands of having it straightened out and looking as good as new, maybe better. That is not an idle promise or a cute thing they made up for me to tell you. That's the result you can count on. Take it from me, Rich Thomas, Jay Scott, our boss, the big boss here at the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company. When he called, right at the end of the show, he needed Donnie Turner's number. I thought, he's going to call Donnie, and then he's going to murder the guy that hit his beautiful Mercedes. You'd never know. And my boss... I really don't know what the problem is here. Hang on! I'm sorry, that's just... I don't know what's going on. It's never had. Usually you hit the message button, it doesn't happen again. Today it did. Anyway, if my boss is pleased with the outcome of Montgomery Paint and Body, you will be too, because he doesn't accept anything less than the best, and that's what he got when he took his car to Donnie Turner. The number is 27REC with a W. You find MPB on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane.
Montgomery Skywatch getting a little bit closer to our afternoon rush hour, and we have an accident on the boulevard that is slowing things down. It's right in front of Home Depot, so if you're headed towards the interstate, be careful. You already have a crowd up there. The rest of the boulevard is just stop and go at the traffic lights. We don't see any problems on I-65 at this point. I-85 is about to start slowing down in the downtown area, so be careful as you head that way. And if you're headed towards Wetumpka on Highway 231, there's a crowd around the River Bridge, also in the shopping districts as you get up by the casino. Keep your eyes on the road and get home safely this afternoon. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Shoe Station, Hourglass Optical, Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance